That shit hit, right?
Yeah.
Can I tell you, that's why I gotta sell this shit as well. I was thinking, I'm like, yo, I gotta put niggas on to fucking sell this shit, kid.
This shit hit.
Damn.
That shit good, right? And I ain't gonna make it what I wanted to make it with, kid. Am I getting lit yet? I look like Tupac, man.
You say you what?
I look like Tupac.
But when I said what's good Westside, you were like, what?
I was kind of lost. I thought you like Westside, like Westside, gang, gang, bang, bang. If y'all hear niggas laughing in the back, y'all know it's, y'all know what the fuck going on. I'm not gonna explain shit to y'all, for real.
We in the motherfucking stoop.
Yeah, y'all see the Gordes? The cups? You feel me? We drinking that. I don't know what y'all think we drinking, but we drinking that. We drinking that. Nigga, your phone on silence?
I'm about to put that bit on silence right now.
Alright, y'all boys, man. Welcome back to Outside the Box. This is Box, y'all boys.
What it do is Mathurin and the Biddy.
That was late as fuck, bro.
How?
Late.
Damn,
I thought it was going to be like back-to-back like Drake, yeah.
No, man. You know, a little quick, little sign, son. Alright. Phone on vibrate.
But hey, Bobby Smurder, kid.
Yo, my nigga is finally out. My dog free. Drop the keys for that nigga. Let's get
Bobby Smurder's fucking home,
kid. Nigga did what he did. He did a good 7 years.
He did seven. So Buddy could get 5, was it?
I think
Buddy gets 7 too.
He picked no. He picked up an extra 3, if I'm not mistaken.
Bobby picked up extra 3?
Yeah, it was 3 or 2. It was one of them. He picked up an extra 3 or 2 years, so his homie could, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's a real nigga, Kim.
Hey, you think, let me ask you something. You think he's gonna pick up where he left off at? How you think it's gonna go down?
That's all been on my mind, Kim. I'm like, will Bobby be able to get back to that level where he was, or?
Cause think about it. Kodak been going crazy. NBA YoungBoy been going crazy.
Yes. You got a whole bunch of Lil Baby.
Lil Baby, and then they flow different. Back when he killed that little hot boy shit, it was that. But now 7 years later, you think you're gonna be able to get back to it?
I don't know. I don't see it unless he come out with a banger. I don't see it.
I ain't gonna lie. I have big faith in my dog.
So you believe he's gonna be able to do it though?
I think he's gonna be able to do it. Cause his music was, it was fuerte. Like his music wasn't bad. Like.
I don't know,
huh? Oh, come on, don't do that.
Bobby Bitch is not as good as everybody makes it seem.
No, listen. Bitch, I'm Bobby. Come
it's
on,
okay.
Bro.
It's catchy.
Come on. But I'm Tom Cruise. But bitch, I'm Bobby with the moon. Come on, no, bro.
That was on Tom Cruise?
Hmm?
Which one was on Tom Cruise?
That was Tom Cruise. That was the Tom Cruise shit.
I don't know. Bobby Bitch is okay.
Listen.
But Tom Cruise?
Hmm?
Tom Cruise, we vibe. Tom Cruise was...
You might right now, bro. His shit slide. I think he gonna do good enough. I see Quavo when they go pick him up. Since when he even fuck with Quavo?
I don't know. You know these celebrities you wanna be like besties?
I ain't get that Quavo shit. Like
they say they was besties before.
How? My thing is how? How was they besties? What made them best? It is.
Yo, industry, dog. I could not be industry, kid. I cannot make new besties.
But then again, you never really know, though, because you making different amount of bread. So niggas that you been fucking with, some niggas be like, you know what? I really can't do that with you no more. Because you can't do what I really could do, and I'm not going to keep fronting you.
That's a fact.
So I got to fuck with niggas that's on my level type shit. Which is buzz, but...
That's true. But then again, Migos them could... If they really fuck with him like that, they could drop a hit with him, Bobby.
I think Quavo can.
You don't think the whole Migos can? So you like the Migos collectively? So who your favorite Migo? Only Quavo?
Quavo, yeah.
You sleep on takeoffs, though.
Now, I mean, listen, they're not bad. Don't get me wrong, they're not bad. But if you're saying, oh, I'm out of prison, I'm trying to drop something.
Oh, yeah, you trying to drop that heat?
Yeah.
I'm going to go get I'll get Lil Baby. Oh, back.
Lil Baby?
Right now, Lil Baby.
That's not bad. Lil Baby is actually killing the game right now.
Lil Durk. I don't like Lil Durk.
You don't like Lil...
But he on fire. I don't know.
Hold on. Pause. Wait.
I don't hate him.
Hold up. He's
valid, man.
You don't like Lil Durk?
He's alright.
What? Yeah. Lil Durk fire, homie.
I be feeling like he mess up people's songs sometimes.
Ah! Alright, I'm out. What you mean that mess up people? What?
Rod Wave, Heart of Ice. Lil Durk messed it up. I'm sorry.
Oh, he did not mess it up. No,
Lil Durk messed it up, bro.
He didn't mess it up. It was just an extra line. I don't think it was needed.
Exactly.
But it wasn't bad, though. It wasn't buzzed. It wasn't.
I felt Rod Wave. I ain't feel Lil Durk.
I mean, we always feel Rod Wave. It's Rod Wave. Kid be singing his heart out like. I think he's too young to go through all the things that he's saying.
That nigga was hard for me like third grade.
I think he went too young to experience what he experienced right. In his lifetime. But
he is like 20, 21?
He young. He really, he a real jit.
Cause he like niggas stole his, they're about to store his hamburgers or something.
His hamburgers? No, I just don't believe like, I think he embellishes a little bit more than what really happens.
Nigga, that's a big word.
I think he exaggerates.
Ah, okay.
A little bit more. I think he exaggerates a little bit more than what it really is. But yeah. At the same time, his shit slap. When that nigga drop a concert in Miami, we gotta go, homie.
Are we?
Hell yeah. Oh. So you don't fuck with him too?
I fuck with him. I like Rowan a lot.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, bro, you kill me with the Lil Durk shit. That
you
shit,
really like Lil Durk like that much?
It's not that I like him that much, but I fuck with him, bro. Like on a scale of 1 through 10, it's like a solid 8.5. Can I fuck with that nigga, bro? Ooh. His shit slap, bro.
He's a 6.
A 6?
Solid 6.
Hey man, to each his own, man.
You like NBA YoungBoy, nigga?
Oh. Boy, slide. What you mean?
He's like a 4,
huh? Oh my!
He's a 4.
Oh shit! Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
I think it's a 4,
man. Huh? I'm really learning shit about you right now, kid.
I think it's a 4,
man. Huh? I'm really learning shit about you, bro. Mm. You give NBA YoungBoy a 4?
What is a classic song he has? Besides, I like the what's the Lonely Child?
Bro, we got too many problems.
We got
Through the Storm.
I don't know how to go.
Through the night when it be stormy.
Oh, yeah, that one hot too.
Come on, no. Don't whip to the song now, bro. Don't whip to it now. Don't do that.
But not here.
Don't do that. But
I don't listen to him. Like, I won't put his songs on my phone.
Oh, no, you drunk. Come on, man. Bro, listen. He slap. We already know the Big Stepper snap. Like, these niggas snap, so I really want to know, like, I really want to see what Bobby gonna do because you know his people's put up they put his they crib up for a mortgage
to get him out. I remember
to pay his shit. Yeah, so I want to know what he gonna do with that. Though.
Do you think it was worth it? Like going to jail is never worth it, but it's like he could have got less time. Do you think him taking that time for his homie was worth it because you lost a bag that you probably could have got earlier? Cause 3 years ago there's no Lil Baby. I think he would got 3 years if he didn't.
I think it was 4.
I knew it was lower than this.
It was lower than 7. I think he picked up an extra 3 if I'm not mistaken. I can't be wrong.
So let's say, but either or, these hot rappers wasn't as hot.
Yeah.
I think the space would have still been there for him.
Do I think it was worth it?
Yeah, because
I think
on the real nigga level it was worth it, but financially was it?
I think it was worth it for the simple fact that. You feel me? You my nigga. Like, we both been, you know, we in this shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, if I'm, you know, Mitch called a nigga about a week ago, whatever the case is. He clarified it. He went on the interview, he clarified what he said. You feel me? So so they technically really they bought that life. So yeah, he missed the bag, but he was in the streets, though. It's not like he stopped being in the streets and left the streets, and then he had to come back and take the chance. You feel me? So for the fact that he did it that way, I think, yeah, it'll been worth it.
Do you know their case? Like, why they went to jail? Like, I know they got a conspiracy charge.
Oh, it was conspiracy.
I don't know the full details.
I don't know the full details myself, but I know it was conspiracy.
Was it about money, though? Or just murders?
It was shooting. It was shooting in broad daylight in a crowded place.
Wow.
Yeah. The niggas was really on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas was real hot niggas.
Yeah, they were hot niggas. They was really heat though, bro. Yeah.
Broad daylight in New York at that.
In New York.
You know you can't even have a gun in New York.
No, you can't. You don't want
that
told me that.
Yeah, so for you to be that crazy.
It was that. And then the whole Meech line, It was some shit, bro. Like, them boys really, yeah, they was really banging. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not worth it in the sense of a rapper.
Yeah.
But if I'm living that life, you living that life, you my
dude. Yeah, we know what we signed up for.
He out now. Quavo picked him up in a private jet. Shout out to my nigga Quavo, you.
You want
to
drop
it for that nigga Quavo. But, you know. That's just what it really was, bro. It was just that.
He missed out on the back. Do you think he'll get that back, though?
Y'all think he gonna get it back? I think because what he did was so real, I think niggas gonna fuck with him. I think New York gonna fuck with him.
Yeah, New York gonna fuck with him. That's all. I think everybody. Any real person.
Any real, you gonna fuck with that nigga because he took the charge. He took the extra years.
Yeah.
He did that. He didn't 6ix9ine this shit.
Yeah. Kid, let's jump on 6ix9ine.
He ain't 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine with the Meek. Yeah, he pulled up on Meek. I feel only person who took an L. I don't even feel like Meek took an L, but I feel like he took an L. Like, in reality, he didn't take an L. But personally, to me, because
you're talking about he pressed charges on that kid.
Why?
Oh, what? Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, his lawyer said, 6ix9ine, lawyer thing of saying, oh, your nigga keep bullying me. Woo, woo. You didn't see that news?
Are you sure this is facts?
It's facts, homie. And he was like,
Meek Mills.
Yeah, Meek Mills. And then, listen, I can be wrong because I didn't, you feel me? But that's what 6ix9ine was talking about. He showed the paperwork and all.
What?
Yeah. And then he was suing him saying, take that video off his new song that 6ix9ine dropped.
Yeah.
He had put the video of him confronting Meek, whatever the case is.
That's bad, Meek.
Yeah, that's bad. Like, you see, my thing is...
Is it, though?
No, it's bad. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Elaborate.
It's horrible because Meek buzzing. Okay? Meek buzzing for the simple fact that, first of all, I am a Meek Mill fan.
Yeah, I love Meek.
Let me just say that. But he do so much thing outside of music. That's what kills me about it. If he just fuck up and just do music,
yeah.
Oh, he'll be a job. Like, all his albums slap.
Yeah.
All his albums slap. All of them. Every album he dropped,
What was that last one with, the 24/7?
The album slid too.
What album that was?
Damn.
Was that Champions?
I think it was Champion.
Okay, Champions.
Champions slap. Like, all his albums slid. Like, even if you don't fuck with the song personally or whatever the case is, you still...
He got a hot album, man.
You feel me? Like, his albums hit. All his albums really hit. Like,
I don't hear the noise.
We heard a little bit. I wanted to close the door, but I don't know.
Shit.
I don't want to get stuck.
I'm going to open this shit.
All right, close it. I'm closing. I'm going to close.
All right.
But yeah,
so it's like... I fuck with him.
Yes.
Like, I fuck with him. Me, that's my nigga, I fuck with him. But he do too much thing outside of music.
I feel like...
That's what kills me about him. Like, he don't just stick to the music. And the shit he do respond to and the thing he do is like, it's kind of gookish.
Yeah, music Meek and real Meek is totally different.
It's two totally different people. Like,
two Meeks.
Like, what he be talking about in his music, like, yeah, I fuck with that nigga.
Yeah.
But then when shit happen in real life, you like... Damn.
Yeah, like, bro, that, take it easy. Like,
that's how you responded?
I seen some lady, this lady named Claudia Jordan. She was saying that about an experience when she saw Meek with Nicki when they was dating. And he was out in public and he was acting like a hoe about fans trying to take pictures of Nicki. But it's like, bro, it's Nicki. Like, if she goes somewhere, everybody wants to
take pictures.
So it's like, you can't really get hot at that. Like, you're fucking with Nicki. Like, bro, you just gotta thug it out. Like, okay.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, damn, I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with your music, but at the same time, I don't really think he like that.
Probably not.
I don't believe he like that. But my thing is, you don't need to be like that. Just keep making your music.
It's music, yeah.
But at the same time, don't try to, like, put on a show or like, make it seem as if, oh, I'm like that. I'm big bad. Like, don't do that. That's buzzing.
I know.
Like, you feel me?
With Tekashi putting up on him, he handled that accordingly. I'm not gonna, like, you feel me? I'm not gonna do none of this shit with you. You not, like, I'm not gonna handle a fake street nigga the real street way. So I understood why, like, I'm not gonna really hit you because you ain't really street. So now all the shit you doing, which Tekashi won because he got all the clout from it.
Yeah, he did.
But Meek handled it right because, like, bro, if he did more, it would have been even worse because now I can go to jail. Now you probably could sue me for it.
But Meek could have whooped his ass.
Cause he did pull up on him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you make it seem as if, and that's my problem. You see, that right there is my problem with me. Like, he make it seem as if he's just this, like he's this dude. And I'm not saying he's not.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not that dude. I'm not saying none of that. What I'm saying is, Tekashi pulled up. He should have. You feel me? Like, Meek should have, like, responded accordingly. I would have popped off.
Yeah, I would've popped off.
Like, my people's here, your people's here. Oh, we
both got security. And your security pulled up with you. It was like they let you go by yourself.
Right, yeah, so it's like, my thing is, it like, you pulled up? Oh, yeah, we're going to get right.
But then again, that's why, you don't know if Tekashi going to try to sue you afterwards.
Tekashi can't sue me because he pulled up and he's recording it. He going to sue what?
Yeah, but you only can see the recording if he gives you the recording.
But, okay, my
if thing he keeps it and never says nothing...
Okay, this is my thing.
He can talk to me outside of...
Okay, this is my thing. Okay, boom. He sued me, whatever the case is. All right, I lose a couple M's. That's worst case scenario.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose a couple M's to that nigga.
Okay, but you really think 6ix9ine got more money than Meek Mill?
I don't think he has more money, but I don't want to give you my money.
I understand that, but the nigga pulled up on me. It's him. I was talking shit about him.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like he was never talking shit about him.
That's my point.
He was talking shit about 6ix9ine.
They both was. That's
what I'm okay then. So my thing is, if I'm talking shit about you...
But everybody knows, right now, Tekashi's not no street nigga.
Oh, of course.
So I'm not going to handle you the same way I'll handle a nigga on the street that disrespect me, I'm popping off, da-da-da-da, I'm going to handle you. Because I know you probably would have did the same thing. But if I know you're going to snitch on me immediately, and I know you're not even about this life... Why am I engaging in their life with you?
But, I mean, at the same time, I'm not going to say 6ix9ine is not about this life.
Ah, what?
Check me out. No. Listen, on some real shit, though. Real shit.
Wow.
Check me out. I'm not going to say he's not about this life. Mm. Him, how he snitched, personally speaking, it could go either or, but I'm not mad that he snitched. Them niggas was buzzed.
Yeah, I'm not mad at these niggas. I'm not mad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how they treated him, how they was handling him, how they were handling his people and all that shit. Like, damn, I'm about to take... First of all, there's a RICO charge, and then it's Fez. You know, Fez got a 98, or the 99%.
You do a 3 or better with this.
You feel me?
Don't even play with them boys.
And then, you want me to take this charge for niggas that was, like, violating me. They broke into my crib. Kid, now you feel me? They doing all this.
I understand why.
Like, why am I gonna take this charge for these niggas? Like, I'm a.
But at the same time, he could have just cut them off after that. Like, he could have just stopped dealing with them and probably.
Yeah, but the fact is, are you gonna take this charge? Whether I fuck with them or not is irrelevant. Am I gonna take this charge for them? It's a RICO charge.
Yeah, we see that RICO is RICO.
So it's like, you feel me? Like, I'm not saying that he's not street. I'm not saying he is street. I'm not saying none of that. What I'm saying is, all in all, he pulled up on me with his security, we banging it out. I'm going bump.
Hmm.
That's what
so
I'm feeling.
Like, Meek was a pussy.
Yeah.
But niggas on first screen.
I'm not saying he's pussy, but I'm not saying he's not. You feel me? It's however you want to see it.
Yeah, I see it as... I don't know, I probably would have...
It's buzzing how I see it.
Yeah, I probably would have the situation the same way. Because I know you're not like I don't get no scraps for doing this. Like niggas gonna you punch Tekashi? Why would like what you get like?
But it had nothing to do with that though. I'm not doing this for you. I'm not doing this for me. I'm not doing it for none of that. I'm doing it because he pulled up on me.
Him. Hey, I took off on him. I'm sorry.
I was already. I'm thinking about it. I'm talking.
I thought they just saw each other.
He pulled up on him.
He pulled up on him.
You man, feel
he,
me?
You better get this word.
Like
he should have got shot. They was in Florida.
That was in Florida?
Yeah, that was in Miami. That was out here. That was in Florida. Security guards got guns. Oh, listen, hey, you see him walking up to me, I'm scared. That's a threat. Please shoot this nigga. You crazy?
I mean, hey, man, it could have went that way, too.
And he would have been happy. If he would have got shot and survived, ooh.
Oh, Tekashi would have killed him.
Ooh.
Like, you see... That's why I kind of like, I don't fuck with him, but I appreciate the way he moved for the simple fact that he about to drop that shit off on Netflix, his little documentary. The producer said he's one of the most vile person he ever met in his life. Now, was that clout chasing? I don't know. But at the same time, like, how he managing the way he's doing shit and shit like that, he's bringing funds to himself.
Yeah, the way he clout chase is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he go ridiculous. Like, he'll do the shit you won't do.
I mean, but at the same time, hey, bruh, his bill still do.
You right.
His bill still do, bruh. You feel me? His light bill, water bill, whatever bill he got to pay, rent, mortgage, whatever that nigga paying, them bills coming, homie. Yeah. So how he got to get it, that's how he going to get it.
Damn. I didn't think about that, though.
But motherfucking,
niggas is mad at
look at Tory Lanez.
Woo.
Y'all seen his hairline? Oh my gosh.
Yo!
Bro, you know that shit reminds me of
Yo! Yo! What? Like, do I have to
put your
What's wrong with you, Tori?
Kid. And then you know what killed me? He don't even have his tape don't recede.
No, he got it done. That's why, yes! He got his tape done.
Oh,
it's still receding.
God.
That shit. Listen, Tory like what 20 something, bruh.
Oh, Tory like 20. How old?
He not that old.
Oh, let me see.
Google it.
Yeah, what a motherfucker is.
Now this nigga had a Reese's Buttercup bottom and it's like, then he trying to go get a haircut the next day. Think he gonna save himself?
It's too late. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a 250 meat barber?
That's
who Tory went to. Then.
Oh yeah, I seen that. I think he went to.
Listen, Zo. No, I just said
Tory Lane 28.
I told you, like,
Billboard 1992. Wow, listen, this nigga made it.
Listen, nobody can save you, Tory. Please let it go. Listen.
No.
He wasn't that bad looking. Like, you wasn't ugly bald. Like, he was bald before he got the hair thing.
He was bald.
Yeah, he wasn't ugly with it.
I mean. But damn, can you so young for you to go bald already?
Think about it, LeBron went bald pretty early too.
LeBron didn't go bald, kid.
Well, have you seen the top of his head too?
No.
What the fuck?
The top of his head and going bald is two different things.
No, he got the procedure too. They get the procedure to fix their tape.
Yeah, I understand that, but you saying go bald. When I hear go bald, I mean you bald. Oh, you a zero.
He saved it before. He did a zero before.
No, he did it that one time.
He had to do it because he got the surgery that summer. So to get a surgery, you gotta go bald, and then you get the surgery, so now your tape, everything start, you know, catching up at the same time.
Oh!
Yeah. Remember he did the portfolio with the bullet on it?
Yeah!
That's the video. Then he come back with a tape. How, Sway? No.
How, Sway?
Yeah, he come back with a tape. Like, nigga, we see you last year. Hey, shit back here. Troy was not ugly bald, and you should just be bald. He looked like Roger a little bit from American Dad. His head is big. Like, I understand why you on the tape. You got a big head, but you were ugly, though. It's like,
nah, I mean, Tory, he's not a lead dude. But at the same time, it's like, wow.
That shit was bad, kid. I see why he's trying to make it. She probably was ringing the fuck out of my head.
We can't laugh about that, kid. We can't.
Yeah, I remember Megan like 6 foot, kid. 25 So he probably getting mad. She just holding his head down. Yo, somebody do me like this, and I'm swinging. I gotta do it.
We ain't finna do that, bitch, though.
Listen,
we're not doing that, okay?
Listen, I stand with Megan, you feel me?
I'm not gonna say I stand with her because I don't know what went down.
I don't know what went down, but I don't feel like you need to...
But this is what I do know.
But just because she's sending a nigga, that don't mean she had to get shot, that's what I'm saying. You don't gotta get shot with that, kid.
I'm not saying get shot, but yo, Megan big, bro. That's a big dom, kid. Yo, that's a thumb, homie.
That's a stallion.
Zo. So, like, so for Tory to whip out his pistol and shoot, it's like, Damn.
But he didn't shoot her directly. On one episode, somebody told me that he shot, I think, at the ground, and then the fragments hit her, like from the bullet.
But my thing is, he really felt as if his life was in danger for him to take his gun out?
It wasn't about it being in danger, so it's getting disrespected. You 5'2", 6 foot, I'm holding you like that, like you mad.
Oh, no, she was really doing that?
No, bro. We don't go like that. We don't go like that, the fuck?
You said that like 5 times already.
Yeah, we're gonna make it a story.
I'm starting to think like that's what really happened.
She gonna be a story, but shit. Shit be. Either way, she did something that made him super angry to the point he had to shoot the gun.
But listen, the story I heard was he was flirting with some other dime. Yeah. And she didn't like it. They got in an argument. She was just violating him. And then he took the...
What you think the violent?
You know, she big and he's small, yeah. So...
Dwayne like 5'2", bro.
Yeah.
That's tiny. So I was like, bro, she probably just picked him up.
Oh, come on now. You on DM right now, kid.
You never know, yeah. She probably just picked him up like, nigga, you don't see me?
Fuck, I'd be scared.
That's why he had to shoot. He was scared for his life.
But so he shot in the car while it was outside.
No, I think he shot the ground. Like, he shot at the ground, like, I guess near her, at the ground.
And the fragment hit her. The
fragment hit her, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, Tory Lanez. You.
L.
Oh, we giving him the L?
L's. He took L's. Just go ball, bro. Like, go ball, bro. Like, I'm not mad at you trying to get your hairline. Like, if he had the middle still and he got the hairline and nobody could see the difference, like Deion Sanders. He got the
twisted hair. What?
Yeah.
Bro. Okay, my thing is, now you getting me hot. At this point, you getting me hot.
Did not see these niggas a year ago and then they pop up with a hairline?
Nah, you getting me hot now.
Yes,
Deion. Make it easier to let their hair grow.
No, Deion was going bald too. Like, his shit was receding. He got this procedure. But the middle of his head wasn't proceeding. It was just like his technical.
Proceeding.
What I said?
Proceeding.
I said it twice. All right. If you feel a C, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I get what you mean, you know?
But yeah, Deion got it too. He said it, but he openly came out and said, hey, y'all boy, this bald shit ain't working for me. I'm getting my shit done. I respect that.
Okay,
but he said four though. Like he ain't got no patches like Tory and LeBron.
But so what he needed it for then?
His tape was just going back, so he just needed to fix his tape.
I was thinking like, what he like 40?
Hell no.
Yeah, 50.
50 something.
Let me see how old Deion Sanders is. I'm sorry, y'all, but I got to see this shit right.
57.
Let me see how old this nigga.
Right, again, I'm going ball. I'm going. And then Facebook, y'all boys trying me, kid. I scroll down. Last week, yo, all I see is milk implant surgery. What you trying to tell me? like what beef you got? Like, so, my taste still here. Fuck, I'm talking about Facebook. My taste still here. Like, take it easy, kid. Like, what y'all going on? I'm not getting it. They trying to send shots, kid. Wait, what shots? Facebook trying to send shots at a nigga, kid. Like,
I mean, I don't think it's that you, homie.
You sure? Because they be listening to your conversations.
Oh, Facebook?
Yeah, you don't know that?
No, some lady put a video where you could block that out, where they following.
You still
listen. No. It's the permission you give them to access your phone data. That's what it is. Because all this shit is literally on the pipe and shit.
I just be talking and sometimes I just be thinking about shit and they give me, kid.
Ah, come on.
That never happened when you just thinking about something.
That have never happened,
wow,
bro. I have never thought about something and then Facebook bring it up. Never.
That happened to me a lot, kid. No capsule.
No. You at that point it's like, okay, you've been breached. You grist. You grist out, homie. They got
them
you.
Niggas got my brains, though. Them niggas got implants. I do remember getting kidnapped one night. I remember what happened. We was drunk. And I remember the night. So they probably kidnapped me.
What night?
I don't remember which night, because that's how drunk I got.
Well, we got drunk?
Yeah, and I can't remember the night at all. Them niggas probably put an implant in me. I got an implant, huh?
Hey, so I ain't gonna lie, if you got an implant, kid, I'm gonna have to keep my distance, kid.
6 feet?
Like, yeah, not even like 12, kid.
But yeah, kid, they probably got an implant in me, but
I'm gonna keep my distance though. I'm going to the doctor though. What's the shit where they scan your head? MRI?
MRI.
Yeah, see, I got some implants in there. Because I be thinking about shit, and then you start typing in it, broop, it give you the full sentence.
That's T9, nigga.
On Google, nigga. I do that shit on Google, like.
Because people search the same shit you search.
So I think like everybody else?
I mean, at times, yeah.
Oh, I thought I was different.
Nah, I mean, you're different. You feel me? You outside the box. Come on now. You're outside the box, but you know, that's what it is. But what about motherfucking the challenge?
Oh, what that shit called, Kim?
Shit. It's the up challenge.
The Cardi B shit, right?
Yeah, the Cardi B up challenge.
Yo, who do you think killed the Cardi? Oh, I just moved everything.
That's vibing.
Who do you think killed the Cardi B whatever up challenge?
Who I think killed it?
Up, then it stuck. Cause we had. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you right now.
It was It was DHL.
DHL.
USPS.
USPS.
FedEx.
FedEx.
UPS,
ambulance.
Ambulance.
Yeah. And, ambulance. We say ambulance. Ambulance. I can never say that word, but whatever.
Ambulance, and then it was
Let me see. Are we looking at Amazon Prime and FedEx?
No, it was FedEx, Amazon Prime,
it's Amazon DHL, Prime, FedEx,
USPS,
US
and DHL.
Yeah, and then ambulance.
And then and the ambulance.
Who you think killed it?
Amazon.
Amazon?
Amazon killed it. He destroyed that. First of all, that was the first one I've seen, so
I'm you biased a little bit?
A little bit, because he the one that introduced me to that shit, but at the same time, he killed it. Like the motherfucker destroyed it. The USPS that whole
killed him. I got
she killed it. Yo, she
USPS,
did kill it.
I like USPS because it's a dime. Like,
I'm sexy. I fuck with that. No, I'm fuck with it.
Like, I don't want to look at this nigga killing this shit. Like, no. I ain't mad at you, man, dog. You did your dollar.
He did.
But he man, he shoot it right.
Listen, the Amazon dude, he killed it. But the USPS dime,
she murdered it.
That's Lil Mama killed that shit. She killed it because she was.
He killed it, she murdered it.
She was sassy with it.
Yeah.
No, better way around, big dog. She was sassy with it. I know she from the crib. She killed that shit, bro.
You know who's the worst? UPS.
Was it a UPS dime?
Nah, UPS. I'm gonna show you right now because that was like a dyke trying to do it. Like, bro, stay in your place. Stay in your place, bro.
Oh yeah.
Like you didn't even want to try for real.
Yeah. I don't know why the hell they made her the face of it, but probably nobody else from UPS did it.
Like, bro.
and she didn't want to do it.
She didn't
want to
do it.
It's like. If you didn't want to do it, don't do this shit, bro.
Don't step in here, bro. Let the real niggas do their shit. Let the girls real twerk, woo, up, then it's up, then it's stuck, then it's up.
The USPS,
come on,
dog,
man.
And the Amazon Prime. But you know another thing that's crazy, though? Look how much publicity these companies getting.
Yeah. Like, you think they doing that on a job or when they get off?
Oh, they doing it on a job. they're doing it on a job. What? When they get off.
That's why packages be late, kid.
Our packages do not be late. People always say
not
that
Amazon.
Shit.
Amazon, even though he was dancing, I know we got our package.
No. Bro.
But USPS be trying to get shit.
USPS? No, it don't. It come the same time your mail come.
Nah.
Hell yeah.
They be adding extra days to my shit, kid.
They add extra days?
Yeah, they be like, let's say like the estimated date. Then it be like, it's in my city, but they bring it on my estimated date. You was already in my city.
But you stay pretty far though, kid. You don't really stay. You don't really stay by like the postal service, bro. So it's like it's
Amazon
a little different.
That shit. They
kid.
Tell me this day ain't coming no next day. It's coming that day. They don't give you no estimate and go over that.
Nah, I think people are stretching on how long it take, but Amazon he killed it. USPS. She did her thing, motherfucking Dizzle.
She killed. That's my number one candidate.
Let me see that shit.
Yeah, look at her.
Look at her. She's so sassy.
And then she could actually twerk. And she could actually shake her ass.
No, I think she could dance for real.
Hey, come on now. Listen, Amazon killed it, but
it is a nigga.
What the fuck? He killed it though. He did his dollar though. But it's like, if a girl's doing this, I probably chose her over anybody.
I forgot that the exact same way. Yeah.
See, like, he couldn't twerk. He had to fake it, like, my back hurt.
I mean, all of them did it that way, no, but the dime.
But UPS.
But USPS.
Wow, she did her dime.
Okay, but you know, USPS, they get Vietnams to come work for them, so. So that, you feel me? They vibe it. But she did her thing, though.
We're going to see. I'm going to put a poll up on the gram and see who choose.
Oh, what are they going to choose? They're going to choose her. It's going to be her and Amazon who lead that shit. Yeah. He really killed it,
bro. It's UPS who got me hot.
No,
UPS.
UPS. Yeah, she was bad.
I'm still, like, you see me. You see, I'm hot.
I don't think she's testing you, though.
I don't care. I said, get that dog. I'm looking at her shit. I woke up like, ooh, new candidates. New candidates on the channel. Nah. I see it's a dime. I seen the fit, though. I'm like, the fit? You could peep by the fit. Like, she was a dyke with him. I'm like, your clothes ain't tight enough for UPS. I'm like, you know, her brown pants be tight when they regular girls. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to let you slide. Then she start.
She did it.
I'm like,
bro,
you know you can move. You a girl at heart still. I don't care what you're talking about.
He said, you know you can move.
You know you still can move. Don't hold back on us.
I know you can move.
Like, why you holding back on us like that, kid? Like, damn. You could have kept your video, bro.
No, I ain't gonna lie. UPS girl, I fuck with the work you do, but keep that video next time, kid.
Yes,
just
please.
Keep it next time. That.
Don't do it.
Send it to the archives. It wasn't good.
And then that should just show you the level of fucking TikTok. Literally, watching the videos, that's all I've been singing. Up, did it stuck?
No, I mean, but that part, let me see. I think that's the chorus.
Yeah, it don't matter. I don't hate the song, though.
Bad bitch, bitch, and that.
But it's like now, if the song comes on, I will listen to it now.
I mean,
like before, I don't really care about it. I never listened to it, but not a challenge. Oh,
if it's a challenge, I'm gonna look. I'm gonna look to see what's up.
Look at the power of fucking TikTok.
No, TikTok booming right now. I'm not gonna lie, TikTok really is booming. I could have sworn, what's that name again? Trump tried to ban TikTok.
Yes, he did.
You're retarded.
Yes, he did.
But TikTok vibing though. I fuck with TikTok because it's not that long, and it's instant gratification.
I know, but I feel old. I really can't use it.
What? You feel old?
Yeah, like when I be trying to get on TikTok, I be long. Yeah.
How? It's just
people always say that, but I'm like, bro, I don't get it. Like, I feel
what there
old.
Is, what there is to get
I feel
or
like
not
the old
get?
Nigga, like I just be like, where's the like button?
Nah, you're a deer right now, bro.
I be lost.
The like button is on the right side.
See, Facebook is on in the middle, I think. I don't know. I'm lost.
Nah. You're a deer right now.
I never really sat there, though, to like try to figure it out.
I downloaded the app, but I ain't really make my own shit. But my sister be fucking them challenges up, though, so I ain't gonna lie.
I did one.
Oh, what challenge you did?
I can't tell you. go find my TikTok.
What y'all
did? I did it, but it was a while ago.
You gotta let the viewers know. Outside the bar, let us know.
I did the board in the house and I'm in the house board.
Board in the house, I'm in the house board?
I did that challenge when it was hot.
You put it on your profile?
Yeah, it was on my TikTok. It was pretty bad.
You got a TikTok?
Yeah, it was pretty bad, though. I had a gym recording me, it was bad.
What gym?
Yeah, we not gonna tell you, man. It's a gym. 6 years old. They're like, hey, you should do a TikTok. I'm like, I'm
gonna do
a TikTok. Let's go.
Oh, man. Let me see
where
that shit up,
bro. We need to do the June thing challenge.
The June bar?
We can do
it tonight on the party bus.
Hit us.
Guys, we are having a party bus. I'm sorry.
It's gonna be late for them then.
By the time this video drop, it's gonna already have happened. Mm-hmm. But we just letting you know, we on the party bus tonight.
Shit, what's the last shit happened this week? Fuck, we just said it.
Yeah,
we
went through everything.
No, we didn't. It's something else. The challenge. Oh, Netflix. Boom, niggas. Hey, have y'all watched Behind Her Eyes? You gotta watch it. You ain't watch it yet.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a show. I think it's a limited series. I don't know if we have season 2 right now. But it's a show. It's crazy, so I'm not gonna give it away right now. You have to go watch it. I just want to talk about it. But the question I got for you is, so in the show, some nigga take a girl's soul, like he get in her body, and then he go marry a nigga.
Okay.
How would you feel if somebody did that to you? Then you find out, like, cause they still have a pussy, but their soul is a nigga.
If I marry a dog,
yeah, like you greasing them, you just, she tell you, hey, I ain't gonna lie, my soul is this.
It's a nigga.
Yeah. Cause you weren't gay, like technically. Cause you're like.
How
like,
I feel?
Yeah. How is that situation handled?
So, I mean, well, first of all, I wouldn't believe her.
Right. It's hard to believe.
I wouldn't believe her, and if I do believe it, I'm gonna be heartbroken. I'm gonna be utterly destroyed, bro. Cause all this time I'm greasing a nigga.
The nigga. But you, and the crazy part when the movie first started, I mean the show, he was greasing, but he didn't want to look at her. Like he could tell, and then like he greasing, it's like I love you. Like fuck all that shit.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah, she telling him I love you, and he like.
Also, he got in a female body and married a nigga.
Yes. So, but the nigga that he's. Wit don't know that, like, oh, you got in this body.
Yeah.
But he could tell, like, there's a difference. So he greasing. I was like, why the hell you want to tell his wife? That was his wife. I'm like, why you want to tell her I love you? And then, like, his dick basically started dying, looking face to face. So he like, let me hear
from Hold on. But you're confusing the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. The spirit got in
into a female body.
A female body.
But it was actually a nigga.
Actually a nigga.
Yeah.
So the dude, cause you over here saying the dude, you swapped it, okay.
The dude, you are the dude. So let's say you're dating a dom.
Mm-hmm. And the dom is a nigga.
You don't know there's a nigga spirit in her.
Okay. So the dude was the one dying.
Which dude?
The dude that she married.
Why would he be dying?
That's what you just said.
No, he ain't dying. I said that?
Yes.
No, he ain't got nothing to do with dying. He was just greasing her. Like, he was just dealing with her.
Okay.
But he was dealing with her, but he felt it was off.
Okay.
Like, he felt like something ain't right.
And,
like,
and the whole time, he baking a nigga.
He baking a nigga.
I ain't gonna lie, kid. I'm a man. Put me in a box,
no
bro.
No more outside?
Put me in a box, bro. Put me in a box for at least a year. Feed me twice a day, bro. Like, I would be. Oh man, dog.
Let me tell you this. I ain't gonna give you the end of the movie. I mean, you gotta go watch it, but it happens all over again for that same nigga.
What's the name of the movie?
Behind Her Eyes. Let me. It's a show, but it's limited series. But at the end, it happens again to this nigga, and he don't even know it's about to happen. Yeah. This is crazy.
Now, my thing is, how you even finding these movies? You got a busy ass life.
Yeah, I do. But I watch a lot of Netflix. Like, when I'm doing shit at the crib, I put on Netflix. Like, I don't be watching, but I be watching.
Okay.
But that show is hard. I'm not gonna tell you, like, till like the last two episodes, I'm not gonna get lit. So that's when you just play in the background. Like, all right, I'm doing shit, but like, all right, this on. Oh, I'm peeping this. Okay. But you're not really watching me. You're gonna fall asleep.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it. You feel me?
Listen, that shit that crazy though.
That shit that crazy though.
Oh man. But yeah, crazy week. Wrap this shit up, man. Y'all boys, thank you for tuning in. You stayed all the way through. You feel me? Make sure. Hey, I got the drink coming soon in these cups. You feel me? These drinks hit. Tell them about the drink.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Box
tell
made a drink.
Tell them about the drink, man.
The drink hit, homie.
Tell them about the drink. That shit, it tastes good.
Fuck it. We about to start selling the drink. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna do saying. I gotta be a part of that shit.
It tastes
that
good.
Shit hit, homie.
Listen, we gonna have this shit rocking for me, so y'all boys stay tuned. They coming. I'm gonna drop them on like Friday.
What, the drink?
I'm gonna deliver them every Friday while you vibing, you know? So you can unwind with some wine. Cause this is all wine.
Now you're little.
You about to unwind?
With the wine?
With some wine. I'm starting to box now. But hey man, thank you for tuning in. You feel me? I appreciate it. Oh, y'all boys just know it's a motherfucking rap.